This is KUNM. I'm Ed Williams. Two local nonprofits are leading a survey of Albuquerque's homeless population this week. Teams of volunteers are canvassing the streets in the pre-dawn hours to count homeless residents and interview them. There were almost 1,200 homeless Albuquerque residents last time the count took place, and organizers are hoping that this time there are even fewer people to count.
Sorry to bother you so early, but okay. No. It's fine. We're just here to help you guys.
It's 4:30 in the morning. The cadre of volunteers is busy talking to residents of a homeless camp in a drainage ditch just off I-40 in Albuquerque. A handful of groups are participating in this year's point-in-time count. It's a census of the city's homeless population, and it's done every 2 years by the homeless advocacy and housing groups Albuquerque Heading Home and the New Mexico Coalition to End Homelessness.
What kind of health insurance do you have? Medicaid? Have you ever been in jail or prison?
Have you ever been attacked or beaten up since becoming homeless? Do you have planned activities each day other than just surviving that bring you happiness and fulfillment? Those are among the 70 questions surveyors are asking campers here with the hopes of being able to better identify people's most pressing needs. Volunteers also use the interviews to help connect homeless people to housing and other services.
So have you been in and out, or are you pretty much constant?
Just constant.
On this day, Albuquerque Mayor Richard Berry is helping one of the survey teams. He interviewed a man named Thomas. An Albuquerque native, Thomas says he's been living on the streets since he was 15. He's 43 now. He says he's been in this camp for a few months and is struggling with serious medical problems. The survey team startled him at first, but Thomas says he's glad to know people are out to help.
I thought that the police were going to come down here and do something really cruel to us. Yeah, I mean, all those that are eligible for whatever it is, that program that they could get on, that's awesome. You know, a lot of people don't know that these programs exist. They don't have a clue that they got help out there.
That cruel thing Thomas was referring to was being asked to leave the area by police, something he says happens frequently here. But that might be the least of the concerns for these residents, says Mayor Richard Berry.
You know, today we hear a common story. We hear about how violent it can be being homeless, living on the streets. We hear about services that sometimes work on the surface but don't really work in the long run. And so we're just trying to get this information back to our service providers and help them craft solutions that people can really utilize to improve their lives.
Advocates say it's hard to compare Albuquerque's homeless population to that of other cities in the country because each point-in-time count is done differently. Still, there's been some progress in reducing the problem here. The city's last point-in-time count revealed a nearly 28% reduction in homelessness since 2011. Mayor Berry says once this year's survey results are analyzed, he's hoping to see the number of homeless people has continued to decline. Those numbers are due out by early March. For KUNM, I'm Ed Williams.